This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
Restrooms are important. That's a good place to start. If you're building a new stadium, build some restrooms. And lots of them, you know? Lots of them. I'm noticing a new trend. I don't know if I'm the only one noticing this. There have always been lines at the women's restroom. You go to a game or a concert or whatever the case might be. Why are there long lines at men's restrooms all of a sudden? What are we doing in there, dudes? What's going on? Just a thought that occurred to me after I heard Kevin Warren say that they're going to build restrooms. Adam, have you noticed this? Am I the only one noticing this? Stupid observation to waste airtime on.
I'll have to pay more attention to that next time I go to a game. I haven't noticed a massive line at the men's room. Are you talking now, is this just anywhere? Are we like not just exclusively sporting events? Are we talking airports?
Sporting events, concerts, not so much the airport. No, not so much the airport, but sporting events, concerts, you know, mass gatherings.
Okay. I'm going to have to, next time I'm at any of those, I'll keep that in mind because I haven't noticed that, but maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
Get in, get out. Get in, get out, guys.
Yeah, it's usually
wash
the guys,
your hands.
Usually, at least the line, if there is a line, usually moves pretty quick. So, is it taking longer too? Is that what's going on?
It seems to be. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in there.
That's weird. I don't understand.
I don't know what you guys are doing. Just get in, do your business, wash your hands, get out, quick, done, out. Shouldn't take more than a minute, guys.
There should be a 2-minute timer for everyone as soon as they walk in. 2 minutes.
I know people have issues, and maybe it takes longer for you, and you have a pass, you have an excuse, all right? But the rest of you, just get in and get out. Not that many of you have issues, all right? Get in and get out. But that was Kevin Warren talking about a new stadium for the Chicago Bears, which now it looks like finally, they have settled on Arlington Heights and the 326-acre Arlington property, Arlington Park property, that is, releasing a statement. Over the last few months, we have made significant progress with the leaders in Arlington Heights and look forward to continuing with state and local leaders on making a transformative economic development project for the region of a reality, the Bears said in a statement released today, first broken by the Chicago Tribune. So it looks like they have gone with the Arlington race course site where they will build their new stadium. And if you've heard me talk about this new stadium here on the Score in the past, my take selfishly has long been, I don't care where it ends up. I don't. I'm watching 99.9% of the games on my TV, and they all kind of look the same there. Like the new stadium is more an issue for the McCaskies and how they're going to make more money and bring the Bears into the modern era of football. That's a McCaskies problem more than it is me, a fan problem, a TV spectator problem. I think football, more times than not, it's better on TV than it is in person. If you're going to a game, For me, it's more the experience. And so as long as, you know, the grass is green and not brown with giant divots in it, the game pretty much looks the same to me no matter where the Bears are playing. Play it on the moon with, you know, Katy Perry and Gail King and Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, the only ones there watching. From that standpoint, I don't care where the game is. As a matter of fact, if anything, my brother lives in Buffalo Grove, not far from Arlington Heights. If I do go to a game, I got a place to crash and a quick train ride. So selfishly, fine. Fine. Okay, you're going to Arlington Heights. That's totally fine. It doesn't bother me at all that you're leaving the city. I am glad that they're finally deciding to do something, though. That was one of the things cited in the Caleb Williams story that we were just talking about. And if you want to talk about that, or you're on hold to talk about that, 312-644-6767. Get back to those calls in just a moment before I talk with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, coming up at 8:25. But that was one of the things brought up by Caleb Williams in terms of the uncertainty of the Bears and the perception of them as an organization, that this thing was dragging out, and quite frankly, they play in a not great stadium. I was looking at some stadium rankings the last time this was in the headlines. They're in the bottom third of any NFL stadium rankings that you look at, and that matters to players and whether or not they want to come and play here. The training facilities and the facilities that they actually go and play in matter to them. They want state-of-the-art stuff. They want to like where they go to work, like we all do. So from that standpoint, I'm glad it's done. If indeed it is done, and this isn't another bluff, if indeed it is done, and they're gonna, you know, break ground, get cranes in the sky, as Kevin Warren likes to say, great. That from that standpoint, that's a good thing. And also the fact that they're not doing it in Chicago means that they're probably not gonna be looking for public funding, or at least not as much of it. The Bears pledged $2 billion in private funding toward the museum campus project. That was estimated to be at least $4.7 billion. And I don't know about you, I personally don't like the public funding of private equity. It's one of those things that I just kind of shrug and go, oh, okay, I guess that's what we do now. That's how business is done now. We give handouts to billionaires and you know, fund their investments. But if we don't have to do it, that's good. That's a good thing. And the Bears reached agreement with the school district in Arlington Heights, who had taken issue with some of the tax things around that stadium. So I think more money is going to the schools in Arlington Heights, and that's a good thing. So all around, good, great, great that they've moved on from the Chicago Museum campus. They've settled on Arlington Heights, and hopefully are going to get shovels in the ground soon without costing us all tax money. That's to me. Great. Across the board. Plus. Across the board on all counts. That's how I feel about the new stadium, and I don't care that it's technically not in Chicago city limits. I don't know about y'all. The other piece of Bears news that came across in the last couple of days was the schedule release. I don't know. I used to not really care about the schedule release somewhere along the line, and this is why the NFL is so good at what they do. I mean, look at this. It's a Friday night in May. And yeah, I spent the first hour plus of the show talking baseball after the Cubs and Sox had the first game of their series today. And I'll talk more baseball later in the show. But the Bears have pretty much occupied the show since that. Since the first hour plus, the Bears have pretty much occupied and dominated this show. And it's what makes the NFL so good. They have a way of staying in the spotlight. So the schedule release has become a thing, and I've fallen into it. I can't deny it. I can't lie about it. I've fallen into it. And just a few of my takeaways and my prediction, and then I'll get back to your calls on the whole Caleb Williams thing we were talking about a second ago. 5 standalone, 3 primetime games, and the difference. Primetime is only at night, according to the NFL. So 5 standalone games, 3 primetime games. Week 1, Monday night, hosting Minnesota. That's a hell of a way to start your season. Week 6, Monday night, at Washington. Borderline must win. Herb Howard says it wasn't a must win, and he's probably right. I don't know that you can call any game a must win when it's May 16th. Borderline must win. Week 6 against Washington. Week 13 is Black Friday against Philadelphia. I like those Black Friday games. They just added that last year, and I'm a fan. Week 16, second game of a Saturday Fox doubleheader hosting Green Bay. Week 17, unless they get flexed out because things have not gone well, Sunday night against San Francisco. And week 18 against the Lions could also get flexed. So it could be six standalone games, three primetime games. I don't know if that's just the NFL liking the third biggest market in the country and the biggest market with one standalone team, and they just want those sweet, sweet ratings, or if they kind of like what the Bears have done this year and think that they could be an entertaining product for all of us to watch. I don't know which one of those that exactly means, but five, maybe six standalone and three, maybe four primetime games. That's a lot. They better get used to playing at all sorts of times and all sorts of days. I don't like the week five bye. That's too early. That's the weakest you can get, or the earliest you can get a bye. And usually that's designated for teams that are traveling internationally. The Bears have no international games. I like a bye like mid-season or later. I think you need that. We saw what happened last year after the bye, the Bears losing to Washington, and then things going very, very bad from there on. They never had a chance to recover. The later the bye, for me, the better. And then the toughest stretch of the schedule, week 6 through 9, at Washington on Monday night, you host the Saints. That's a little respite. I don't even know who their quarterback is with Derek Carr retiring. Then you're at Baltimore and at Cincinnati. That's three games in 4 weeks, two back-to-back on the road that are going to be tough. And again, like I said, that Washington one might be a must-win. It's a borderline must-win as we sit here on May 16th, but that one might be a must-win. Now, what I do like is that's the only back-to-back road games they have on their entire schedule, the two against Baltimore and Cincinnati, and no three-game road streaks. That'll help a football team out. Not having to go on the road back-to-back weeks, but once over the course of a season and never having to go on the road for three straight weeks, that's big. That's something that NFL teams like to see when the schedule comes out. Easiest stretch, weeks 10 through 12. You host the Giants, you're at Minnesota, and we'll see where they're at with their whole quarterback situation by then, and then you host Pittsburgh. And the Giants in Pittsburgh right now, I don't know who's the starting quarterback for either of those two football teams. It looks like Russell Wilson in New York, but they also drafted Jackson Dart. They also signed Jameis Winston. Pittsburgh is still waiting for Aaron Rodgers. Adam, did you do the win-loss thing when the schedule came out like I do every year when it comes out? Do you have a prediction?
So I have a loose prediction.
Okay.
I should say I have a record based on a formula. Let me pull it up for you real quick.
Okay.
So it's somewhat inexact. Well, it's exact, but it's not exact. So here you go. They go 3-3 in the division, and that's any combination of wins against any of the three teams. So okay. 3-3 in the division. Browns, Giants, Dallas, Raiders, Saints, Steelers, all wins. And then they beat one of Washington, the Niners, and the Bengals to get to 10 wins.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like your formula. I like the way you came to that. I just went down the schedule, and I did factor in things like, you know, road game, back-to-back road games, things like that. But I just went down this. I didn't. You put more thought, not more thought, but more method to it, I guess, than I did. I just went down the schedule and went win, win, loss, 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 win, win, loss. I got them at 9-8, so we're pretty close in our different routes to get there. But I got them at 9-8, and I don't know if that'll be good enough for a playoff spot. What?
I don't think 9-8 will. 10-7, I believe, will.
Yeah, 10-7 probably good enough. 9-8, and you're on the bubble. So I think either way, I'll be happy. It depends how it looks. But if I like what I see and it's 9-8, I can live with that. And definitely if it's 10-7, even if somehow you don't make the playoffs at 10-7, I can live with that. But I got them at 9-8. The Athletic, they do this thing where it's their NFL projection model. They just simulate the season 100,000 times. Literally simulate the season 100,000 times to get like a realistic measure of how many games a team is likely to win. They got the Bears at 7.1. Again, that's a projection model that 100,000 times they simulated the season, and the Bears ended up with 7.1 wins, a 16.7% chance to make the playoffs, and pull over, Bears fans, a 0.9% chance to win the Super Bowl. That surprises me a little bit, but also at the same time, I'm the one who's been looking at this team and going, they're every bit of 5-12 last year. A lot of people looked at the roster and they were like, no, man, there's more there. This roster is better than the record might say. Ryan Poles has done some things to improve. I looked at it and I went, no, they're that's a 5-12 roster.
No, I disagree. That roster was better than 5 wins. The coaches cost them a lot. Like, they were so poorly coached. I'm not saying that they would have been a winning team had they had better coaching, but I think that roster was absolutely better than 5 wins.
Yeah, maybe 6-7 at the most, but I think that there was work to do. It starts with the coaching, but I think there was work to do to make that a better team, and 7 wins is better than the 5 that they had last year.
Well, they would have had 2 more wins if not for the Hail Mary and a blocked field goal. So that right there gets you to 7.
And if Matty Eberflus knew how to call a timeout.
Yeah, maybe Matty Eberflus calls a timeout, and then you got 8 wins. So there you go.
That's maybe a different outcome as well. Let me get in Bob in Oaklawn. He's been waiting patiently to talk some Bears and talk about this whole Caleb Williams situation. Then I'm going to talk with Brian Baldinger. But, Bob, what do you got?
I got, drafting a first-round quarterback overall doesn't work out very often. There hasn't been one in 2 decades that has won a Super Bowl. It was pick number 1 overall. The last one was Peyton Manning. They're gone before they win. They go and win with another Super Bowl team because they're going to be making too much money, and they're not going to be able to keep their wide receivers. And they were getting rid of Justin Fields as soon as you saw him run all the time because he was the most inaccurate passer in Bears history. And the receivers were ranked number 5 in drop balls. So it wasn't the receivers dropping the balls. They were top 5. I mean, they were the best. They dropped the least amount of balls, the receivers.
Oh, you're talking Justin Fields last season. Yeah.
But there's only been in the past 2 decades, what is it?
No, I understand that. A number one pick. Yeah, I appreciate the call. I understand that. That shouldn't scare anybody off from drafting a quarterback number 1, because it's the most influential position on the field. And if you get that position right, then you got a big piece of the puzzle in. I always say, if you have a franchise QB, it's like putting together a 10-piece puzzle, where if you don't have a franchise QB, putting together a roster good enough to win the Super Bowl is like a 1,000-piece puzzle. You got to be right about so many more things. Like I said, I'm going to talk with Brian Baldinger coming up here in just a minute. But tomorrow afternoon, the Cubs and White Sox will continue the Crosstown Series at Wrigley Field. Pre-game coverage begins at 12:45. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have first pitch at 1:20 right here on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. We'll get Brian Baldinger's thoughts on this whole Caleb Williams situation and all things Bears. The Odyssey NFL Insider joins me, Rami Makhlouf, right after this on The Score Evening Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, he does know that we believe in him. There's no question about that. But Caleb's deal has never been a confidence issue. He knows he's a high-level player. He's been that way since middle school, high school, college, and it's going to continue to be that way here in the NFL. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to support him, give him some clarity on what our expectations are on and off the field, and help him grow and develop. And so far, we've only had, call it 6 weeks now, the off-season program. It's going really well.
That was Ben Johnson on the Colin Cowherd Show talking about his quarterback in light of the recent story that Caleb Williams and his father, Carl Williams, considered going to extreme measures to not be the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. Joining me now on the Circus Sports Hotline, download the Circus Sports app today, is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check out the Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And follow Baldy on Twitter at BaldyNFL for some of the best breakdowns in the sport of football with Baldy's breakdowns. Baldy, how are you this evening, my man?
I'm good. Good to be with you here tonight.
I'm sure you read some of the story concerning Caleb Williams and his father, Carl, and maybe trying to not be the quarterback of the Bears. What were your thoughts on that story, Baldy?
Well, it's not the first time anything like this has ever happened. John Elway didn't want to go to Baltimore. Eli Manning didn't want to go to the Chargers. I mean, this isn't the first time anything like this has happened. But, I mean, I'm sure Deion Sanders didn't want Shador to go to certain teams. I mean, this stuff does happen. Those conversations do occur. But
sure.
I think Caleb right now is in a good spot with a good coach. And whatever happened a year ago or a little bit longer than a year ago, I mean, it's just, you know, those kind of things can resurface or surface. But I don't think it has anything to do with what the Bears are trying to build right now.
That perception that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die, and it's not the first time we've heard it. This time it came from Carl Williams. Is that a reputation that the Bears have around the league, or at least had before Ben Johnson around the league?
Well, I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers said that he owned the Bears, you know, and that part of owning the Bears, he wasn't wrong. Part of owning the Bears was they couldn't put anybody opposite him for a long time that could compete with him. And so, you know, their chief rival, all they do is draft quarterbacks that go to the Hall of Fame. So you don't need to have my perception or the public's perception. I think Bear fans kind of know it has not been a strong position for a long time.
Were you surprised by the revelation in there that Shane Waldron and the Bears coaching staff never watched film with Caleb Williams or even told him what to watch for or how to watch film on the NFL level? Because that part of the story kind of blew my mind, Brian, to be quite honest with you.
Well, it should, because I don't understand it. I mean, every single team has team meetings, and it's not like players are sitting in the meeting by themselves. They all have, you know, there's 25 or more coaches on every staff. Somebody's has to be in there watching the practice, preparing for the upcoming game, watching the cut-ups for the upcoming game. I can't imagine anybody, any quarterback or any position, sitting there by themselves and not having some level of guidance. Now, if he's talking about, or they're basically saying that there was nobody to watch film with after practice was over and after everybody had, you know, parted for the day, then that still is a little mysterious, but that can happen too. That can happen where players don't have coaches in there, but they're still watching film on their own. Extra credit or, you know, extra time put in. I mean, that happens all the time. So that wouldn't be unusual. But if you're saying there was no coaches watching film with Caleb, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, the quote was, and this is Carl Williams telling him telling the author what Caleb told him. He says, "No one tells me what to watch. I just turn it on." That was the quote from Seth Wickersham's upcoming book about Caleb Williams and watching film in his rookie year as the Bears quarterback. So as you said, what's happened in the past is the past and has no bearing on what happens moving forward. And the Bears have turned the page in hiring Ben Johnson and doing the other things that they've done this offseason to sort of put Caleb in a position to succeed. From a coaching standpoint, what did you see last year? And from a game plan standpoint, what did you see last year that you think needs to be different, needs to be changed by Ben Johnson and his staff this year to put Caleb and that offense in a better position?
Well, I mean, it starts with just a week-to-week plan. How about just converting third downs? I mean, early in the year, they couldn't convert third downs. They were amongst the worst in the league. And I just didn't understand what they were doing. You know, if it's third and three, why are we throwing 25-yard spray fades down the field to DJ Moore?
But North.
I would watch some of those games, and I'd go, how about just getting the first down? Why are they – so I just thought the approach and how they attack, especially with an offensive line that was below average, what did they think they were trying to accomplish? Get the first down on third and three. You know, get a new set of downs and – too frequently, they had a really poor plan.
Talking with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. You can check him out on Twitter, at BaldyNFL, and also check out his show on the Odyssey Sports Network, the best football show podcast. Baldy, looking at what else they've done this offseason, besides just the coaches, they obviously made a point to address the offensive line with three new offensive linemen being added via trades and free agency, then going and getting Ozzie Trapillo in the second round of the draft. How do you like what they've done, and how soon can Bears fans expect that to all come together when you're talking about five guys getting on the same page?
Well, that's always a challenge. It's a new offense, it's a new way of doing things. And so they will be challenged, but at least they've got some veterans, you know, at those key positions inside where they were very poor a year ago. And, you know, that's a good start. Now, you know, how they come together, how quickly they can come together and, you know, communicate and, you know, play really, if five guys play really as one, I mean, that's really the key. And so that's coaching, and that's kind of how, you know, how quickly can that come together? Because if that comes together quickly with, you know, with what they have a chance to be a pretty good offense.
Do you like the guys that they put together there on the front line, the additions that they made this offseason?
Joe Tooney's been a great player everywhere he's been. Been a great player. Even when he had to go out to left tackle last year, he's been a great player. I think that he's going to be the leader up front. They needed one guy there that could do that. I think it starts with Joe. Right now at left guard, that's his best position. He's a very, very consistent player. But really, how he goes about his business is hopefully how everybody goes about their business. I mean, he's a true pro. And so it's every day in practice and meetings and preparation. You know, I think that it's a good start right there. But I would say right now, it's a huge upgrade over everything that they put on the field a year ago.
How hesitant are you in any situation, no matter where a guy is drafted, to put a rookie at left tackle, as the Bears may or may not do with Trapillo next year?
Well, I've seen Ozzie play right tackle at Boston College. I've never seen him play left tackle. I'm not saying he can't. I just haven't seen him play it. So not everybody converts. He looks like a natural right tackle. He's awfully tall. At a certain point, it's a hindrance when you're over 6'8" like he is. Guys get underneath you. They get you twisted up. You don't generally recover as quickly as some other people. I don't know that he's ready to start at left tackle. I know they got Braxton Jones over there, and he's been a decent player for a couple of years. I wouldn't say he's a great player. They drafted Karan out of Yale last year. He was not ready to play when he was thrown in there last year. I think I remember watching him against the Washington Commanders in that disaster of a game for the Bears. But, you know, he's got a second year where he needed a redshirt year coming from Yale. We'll see if he can provide something. He's very athletic, and he's got good size. So they have a chance for some healthy competition. You want to get your best five guys out there. I mean, I feel like Tooney and Drew Dahlman was a good player when he was healthy last year. And, you know, Jonah Jackson was healthy. He's a good player. I believe Darnell can be a really good player at right tackle. I think he has played banged up a little bit, but they should have some depth and they should have good competition up front right now, the offensive line, something that I don't think Bears have had in a long, long time.
When you talk about Trapillo and his height, and at some point that, you know, height being a drawback for an offensive lineman, why is that? What is it that the height takes a, because I think most fans look at not just football and offensive linemen, they look at athletes and they go, oh, the taller, the better. What is it about at a certain point that the height takes away from an offensive lineman's performance or leverage or whatever the case might be?
Well, that's it. I mean, it's a game of leverage. And so, you know, can you get low? Can you stay low and get underneath you? I mean, you're going to have, you know, you're going to have Nick Bosa at 6'5" come underneath you. I mean, he's about as, you know, 2 feet off the ground. He's going to get underneath your pads, and if he does, he's going to lift you up and draw you back. Now, Ozzie, he understands that. He knows that. He's been well coached at Boston College. I feel like he needs to get lower in the run game. You hit the hip. You move the body in the run game. I don't see him hitting the hip enough to get low enough to do that. But that's got to be, you know, that's got to be his focus right now, is to play low. I mean, get in the, you know, start walking the duck walks and doing all the things and get under the, some of the things that force you to get low in practice. I mean, that's got to be his concentration right now, you know, from here all the way through training camp.
Baldy, last thing for you. When he was hired, Ben Johnson made a point to say that he looks forward to beating these three coaches in the NFC North, and said he took great joy in beating Matt LaFleur twice a year as the offensive coordinator of the Lions and going up against the Packers. How do you stack up the NFC North right now, not just in terms of first through fourth, but how tight is this division right now from one through four?
Well, Detroit's very good. I mean, they won 14 games last year. They're very good. They lost their coordinators, and that's a challenge sometimes. Sometimes it's harder to replace great coaches than great players. But Minnesota's a very talented team. Green Bay is up, you know, they've really upgraded the wide receiver position. In the quarterback, they have shown that even if the quarterback gets banged up like he did in Brazil last year, the coach is good enough and creative enough that he can throw Malik Willis in, and they don't skip a beat. defensively. They brought in a new coach last year. They wanted to take the ball away more, and they did. They took it away 30 times. Minnesota took it away 30-plus times. I mean, the three teams in front of the Bears right now are good on both sides of the ball. And so it's a challenge right now where they're at and where those other three teams are, both in their coaching and where they are in building the roster right now. I think they're further along than the Bears. Not to say that they can't close the gap this year, but that's the challenge for Ben Johnson.
Catch him on the NFL Network, Fox Sports, and, of course, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Follow him on Twitter, at BaldyNFL. Hey, Baldy, real quick before I let you go, I was checking out your Twitter today. What is free diving, and how are you crazy to go down to the very depths of the ocean and interact with the creatures that are down there? What's wrong with you, sir?
No, I'm actually driving to a football camp in Los Angeles right now. But I was free diving this morning. I mean, I live on the ocean. I'm in the water when it's calm and clear every day. And saw a lionfish down there today, saw a lobster. You know, some days you see the lemon sharks and nurse sharks and manta rays and turtles. I mean, it's a great world down below.
You say that so casually that they're, oh, we just go by the nurse sharks and lemon sharks. Like, that's
yeah.
just.
Yeah,
that's...
they're like puppies down there. You know, they're not bothering you. You know, so, you know, the more you can see, the better the dive is. But, you know, I'm working on being able to hold my breath for a minute and a half. I'm kind of a piker right now. But, you know, it's one of my hobbies. I like getting in the water every day.
I guess when you've gone up against NFL pass rushers, yeah, sharks are like puppies down there. Catch him on the Odyssey Sports Network, NFL Network, and Fox Sports, and at Baldy NFL. Baldy, really appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check out the Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I didn't go in the ocean at all until, like, I don't know, 3 years ago when I started dating my fiance and she somehow convinced me to get out there. I'm not free diving.
Three years ago, you hadn't been in the ocean ever.
I lived in Sacramento for a minute, which is it's inland. It's pretty land bound. They got a river. They got some lakes out there.
You're not that far from the ocean, right?
Yeah, no, I did. She came and I think the first time I went in the ocean, she came and visited me in Sacramento. Or actually, no, we went down to the Gulf Coast about 6 months into us dating. That was the first time I ever went in any large body of water. And quite frankly, I might not go back. I went snorkeling. We were in the DR last September. That was actually where I proposed. And, started vomiting violently about 5 minutes into it. I just think me and the sea are not friends, Adam Studzinski.
Because you started vomiting? What happened?
I just got seasick. I just got seasick out there. And then I got on the boat, which is probably the wrong choice. I got more seasick on the boat. And I was waiting for everybody to come back from their super fun snorkeling expedition, just heaving my brains out. It was a nightmare. But then, you know, things worked out. I got engaged a day later. It was great. Everything.
I was going to say, was this when you proposed as you're vomiting?
You know what? You know what's funny enough? I don't think I've told this story out of the air yet. So we went to the Dominican. I know we got to get to a break. We went to the Dominican Republic, and I was planning on proposing down there. I brought the ring down there with me and everything, but I didn't like have a plan specifically for when I would propose. I was waiting for the right moment. So I was taking this ring with me everywhere. I had it in like a cinch sack, you know, like a backpack. I was taking it with me everywhere, and I was first terrified to just leave it on this little boat that we went out there in and just go out snorkeling. I don't know this guide. You know, there's some guy who's sitting. I don't know him if he's going to go through our stuff. I don't trust anybody. But then I got back on the boat, and I was just throwing up violently, Adam Studzinski. And in between heaves, I would look up at the bag and be like, all right, it's still there. The ring is still there. And I was considering proposing when we got back to land. It was we like went out to sea off this beautiful beach. I was like, oh, this might be the place. This might be the moment. But I needed help walking back to the car. So it was It was not the place or the moment. The moment came a day or two later. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. The Cubs have had a whole season. It's only been 45 games, but the Cubs have had a whole season. I'll explain it all to you right after this. It's Rami Makhlouf. It's Score Evenings on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Score Evenings, weeknights 6 till 9.
Rami Makhlouf with you for a few more minutes, wrapping things up here at 9 o'clock. And back to the Crosstown Classic tomorrow. Cubs and White Sox right here on the Score. First pitch at 1:20 with Pat and Ron. I was getting ready for the show today and just kind of just reading various things about the Chicago Cubs. And something dawned on me as I was going through, just kind of going over the season and where they're at right now. I was talking about PCA later and just looking at some big picture stuff. And it didn't dawn on me until today, and maybe it hasn't dawned on you, how wild a Cubs season this has already been. Just for a second, before I wrap the show up, want to go up and take the 30,000-foot view of this Cubs season so far. And just illustrate how much has, like, a season's worth of stuff has happened with this baseball team already. And we're 45 games in. They started in Tokyo 2 weeks before the actual season, which was just weird on its own. They went across the world, started playing baseball, like real baseball, meaningful baseball, that counted in the standings, then came back to spring training, and then started playing baseball again. They have a bullpen that's already blown like a handful of late leads. They had their closer blow up in their face again when Ryan Presley became the only reliever in Major League history to allow 8-plus runs in a game, not get an out, and take the loss in what was the Cubs' largest extra-inning loss in franchise history. But at the same time, the bullpen has kind of bounced back and leveled out a little bit. Right now, they're 22nd in baseball with a 4.59 ERA. But if we're just looking at the current eight relievers, the guys that are on the roster right now that Craig Counsell is using, it's 3.67, which is not, it's not perfect. It's not great. It's not what you're looking for, but it's pretty good. It's in the top half of Major League Baseball, 3.67 ERA from your bullpen. And despite that bullpen and some rocky performances, especially earlier in the season, they have 11 comeback wins. 11 comeback wins. In 45 games, they have 11 comeback wins, including a 10-run inning, and still beat the Arizona, or excuse me, giving up a 10-run inning and still beating the Arizona Diamondbacks. 11 comeback wins in 45 games. 5 days after that, 5 days after they had that slugfest with the Diamondbacks, they have a two-game sweep of the Dodgers, winning 2 one-run games against the World Series champions. They lost their top two starters. Already have lost their top two starters to injury. Now, Imanaga is going to come back with the hamstring, we think. Justin Steele is done for the season. But somehow are getting a very good season from Matthew Boyd and some other guys in that staff. And already, in the course of 45 games, have sent down one top prospect and called up two more. In Shaw getting sent down and Horton and Ballesteros getting called up here in the last couple of weeks. That is, like I said, that's a whole season. That's a whole season wrapped up into 45 games. Most teams will not have 11 comeback wins in a season, will not have their bullpen go through the roller coaster that it's already gone through this year, wouldn't have given up 10 runs and then win another and then win the same game and then come back two days later and have to win one-run games against possibly the best team in the league and then lose your top two starters, send one prospect down, and call another two up. That's a lot for Cubs fans to have kept up with this season. That's so much to have happened in 45 games. That is not a normal baseball season for anyone. That's wild. And on top of all that, I talked about this at length to start the show, you have one, maybe two potential MVP candidates in Tucker and PCA and what those two guys have done to start the season. Crazy. By the way, Matt Shaw raking a little bit at AAA. 2 home run game yesterday, including a walk-off home run, slash line now, 284, 408, 927. With that 2-for-4 game yesterday at the plate. So maybe he'll be back up at the big league level here in the near future. Many, many thanks to pass out. Elise Menneker of the Marquee Sports Network, Herb Howard, beat reporter covering the Bears for the Bigs, and Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider and the man who put all that together. On the other side of the glass, Adam Studzinski. Also thanks to you for listening and contributing to the show in all the ways that you did. I'll be back on these airwaves. Oh, I'm hosting the midday show on the 26th. That'll be the next time I'm back on these airwaves. Till then, Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thank you, and go Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.